Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Yavamas Daf Nun Zayin, the sixth pair of Kabbalah Yibimto. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on are more. On the bottom Daf Nun Vav Amabes, Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Oshia, Pasua Dacha Kohen Shekidesh Bas Yisrael. In the case of a Kohen with wounded or crushed testicles, who is Mekadosh of Bas Yisrael, we come to the same Machlokes between Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir holds that Mishtamer is going to be a Psu of Doraisa, Lo'achla. A woman awaiting deraisa of forbidden relations may not eat truma, would say here too she is forbidden, whereas according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon who hold she may eat truma, so too here she may eat. The Gemara objection says that perhaps Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon only hold that a Kohen entitles his forbidden arusa to eat the yeshu l'hachil b'makom acher, where he has the capacity to entitle another, such as a permitted arusa, to eat truma. But here in the case of a pasua dach who never has the capacity to entitle one to eat truma, perhaps Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon would agree that he does not entitle his forbidden arusa to eat. Abai answered that the two cases can be compared, since a pasua dacha can entitle one to eat truma, such as in the case where he did not have relations with his wife after becoming maimed. Alternatively, Rava says he entitles his Canaanite slaves and maidservants to eat truma. Pointing to Rabbi Yochanan asks Rabbi Oshia, pasua dacha kon shenasa basgerim, maushi achilena betruma. If a maimed kohen married the daughter of converts, what is the lacha regarding whether he entitles her to truma? The Gemara determines that Rabbi Yochanan was asking according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says, a woman who is a daughter of converts may not marry into the kohuna unless her mother is Jewish. Rabbi Yochanan was asking what the advantages of having a Jewish mother. Kashas mitosvaba, is it merely the ability to marry a kohen that has been added to her, but not the kedusha being part of the kahal that would forbid her to a petsua dacha, and therefore she may eat truma, or is it the kedusha being part of the kahal that has been added to her, which makes her forbidden to a petsua dacha, and she may not eat truma? The Gemara brings a brisa that states that the proof that a petsua dacha kohen who married the daughter of a convert entitles her to eat truma is from the pasuk of a kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo, and a kohen who shall acquire a person an acquisition of his money, he may eat of it, referring to truma. The superfluous expression of nefesh, a person, is coming to include the daughter of converts married to a petsua dacha kohen, that she is entitled to truma. And point number three, it was stated, Rav says, yesh chuppah l'psulos. There is halachic significance to a kohen's chuppah with those disqualified from the kohuna. Rashi explains that if a kohen got a brat an almanah who was a bas kohen into his chuppah and did not yet have relations with her, nor even was mekadosh her, she becomes pasul to the truma from her father's house. The chuppah kenisas be'iladamya, for chuppah is considered as if he had relations with her. But Shmuel says, ein chuppah. The chuppah has no halachic significance with those women who are pasul to the kohuna. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the bottom, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, Rabbi Elazar said, in the name of Oshia, Petsua Dacha Kohen Shekidesh Bas Yisrael, in the case of a kohen with wounded or crushed testicles, who was Mekadosh, a Bas Yisrael, we come to the same machlokes between Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir holds that Mishtamer is going to be a Psu of Doraisa, Lo'achla. A woman awaiting deraisa of forbidden relations may not eat truma, would say here too she is forbidden, whereas according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon who hold she may eat truma, so too here she may eat. The Gemara objection says that perhaps Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon only hold that a kohen entitles his forbidden arusa to eat the yeshu l'hachil b'makom acher, where he has the capacity to entitle another, such as a permitted arusa, to eat truma. But here in the case of a pasua dach who never has the capacity to entitle one to eat truma, perhaps Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon would agree that he does not entitle his forbidden arusa to eat. Abai answered that the two cases can be compared, since a pasua dacha can entitle one to eat truma, such as in the case where he did not have relations with his wife after becoming maimed. Alternatively, Rava says he entitles his Canaanite slaves and maidservants to eat truma. Pointing to Rabbi Yochanan asks Rabbi Oshia, pasua dacha kon shenasa basgerim, maushi achilena betruma. If a maimed kohen married the daughter of converts, what is the lacha regarding whether he entitles her to truma? The Gemara determines that Rabbi Yochanan was asking according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says, Eishes basgerim mutinasa l'kohuna ad shetei ima miYisrael. A woman who is a daughter of converts may not marry into the kohuna unless her mother is Jewish. Rabbi Yochanan was asking what the advantages of having a Jewish mother. Kashas mitosvaba, is it merely the ability to marry a kohen that has been added to her, but not the kedusha being part of the kahal that would forbid her to a petsua dacha, and therefore she may eat truma, or is it the kedusha being part of the kahal that has been added to her, which makes her forbidden to a petsua dacha, and she may not eat truma? The Gemara brings a brisa that states that the proof that a petsua dacha kohen who married the daughter of a convert entitles her to eat truma is from the pasuk of a kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo, and a kohen who shall acquire a person an acquisition of his money, he may eat of it, referring to truma. The superfluous expression of nefesh, a person, is coming to include the daughter of converts married to a Batsua Dacha Kohen, that she's entitled to Truma. And point number three, it was stated, Rav says, Yesh chuppah lepsulos. There is halachic significance to a Kohen's chuppah with those disqualified from the kohuna. Rashi explains that if a Kohen got a brat and almanu who was a Bas Kohen into his chuppah and did not yet have relations with her, nor even was Makanasher, she becomes pasul to the Truma from her father's house. The chuppah kenisas bi'iladamya, for chuppah is considered as if he had relations with her. But Shmuel says, Ein chuppah. The chuppah has no halachic significance with those women who are pasul to the kohuna. All right, so now we go to our siman daf nun zayin, and our standard siman is a nose, and we often use Pinocchio in the siman to make it a little more distinct. So here goes. The Batsua Dacha Kohen, who was Mekadesh Bas Yisrael with his favorite Pinocchio puppet and presented her with a dish of truma, as her proud woodworker, convert father, and Jewish mother looked on, did it right in front of a Kohen God who was bringing an Almana Bas Kohen into his chuppah even without being Mekadesher. Once again in slow motion. The Batsua Dacha Kohen, who was Mekadesh Bas Yisrael with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, Pinocchio, that must be learned off Nun Zayin, nose. The Batsua Dacha Kohen, who was Mekadesh Bas Yisrael with his favorite Pinocchio puppet and presented her with a dish of truma, which reminds us, on the bottom of Nun Vav Amabes, Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Roshia, Batsua Dacha Kohen Shekidesh Bas Yisrael, in the case of a Kohen with a wounded or crushed testicles who is Mekadesh Bas Yisrael, we come to the same Machlokes between Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir, who holds Mishnah Meir's Rabbiya Psua Daraisa Loach, a woman awaiting Daraisa forbidden relations may not eat truma, would say she is forbidden, whereas according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who hold she may eat truma, so too, he or she may eat. So, the Batsua Dacha Kohen, who's Mekadesh Bas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, and presented her with a dish of truma, as her proud woodworker, convert father, and Jewish mother looked on, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Oshia, Batsua Dacha Kohen, Shenasa Bas Gerim, Maushia Kohen Batruma, if a maimed Kohen married the daughter of converts, what is the luck regarding whether he entitles her to Truma? The Gemara determines that Rabbi Yochanan was asking, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says, a woman who is a daughter of converts may not marry into the Kohen unless her mother is Jewish. Rabbi Yochanan was asking, what is the advantage of having a Jewish mother? Is it merely the kashrus, her ability to marry a Kohen, that has been added to her, but not the kedusha of being part of the kahal that would forbid her to a Batsua Dacha, and therefore she may eat Truma? Or is it the kedusha of being part of the kahal that has been added to her, which makes her forbidden to a Batsua Dacha, and she may not eat Truma? The Gemara brings a proof that he entitles her to eat truma. So the Batsua Dacha Kohen, who was Mekadesh Bas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, and presented her with a dish of truma, as her proud woodworker, convert father, and Jewish mother looked on, did it right in front of a Kohen God who was bringing an Almana Bas Kohen into his chuppah, even without being Mekadesher. Which reminds us, Rav says, Yesh chuppah psuas. There is halachic significance to a Kohen's chuppah with those disqualified from the kohuna. Rashi explains that if a Kohen got a brat and almana who is a Bas Kohen into his chuppah and did not yet have relations with her, nor even was Mekadesher, she becomes pasul to the truma from her father's house. The chuppah kenisas be'iladami, for chuppah is considered as if he had relations with her. But Shmuel says, Ein chuppah psuas. The chuppah has no halachic significance with those women who are pasul to the kohuna. So once again, the Batsua Dacha Kohen, who was Mekadesh Bas Yisrael with his favorite Pinocchio puppet and presented her with a dish of truma, as her proud woodworker convert father and Jewish mother looked on, did it right in front of a Kohen God who was bringing an Almana Bas Kohen into his chuppah even without being Mekadesher. All right, so now it's time for our four Baal Bat Chazara. Daf Nun Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. The flamboyant Yavam who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince. Nigerian prince? That must be wrong, Daf Nun Gimel. The flamboyant Yavam who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince when he returned to Mekadesh Chalutza was Zika's Yavamim, which reminds us, Rava gives a different explanation for the Malchok's been revving the Chachamim regarding Hacholitza Vimto v'chaz v'kitcha, one who does Chalitza to his Yavama and then returns and is Mekadesher, saying that everyone agrees that if he was Mekadesher with Maimra of Yavamim, it's effective. They disagree if they said he's Kajkli b'Zika's Yavamim, you're Mekadesh to me with the Zika of Yavamim. Rabbi holds Yesh Zika, that there is a strong Zika bond between the Yavam and the Yavama, and once Chalitza is done, it's Paka the Zika, so that being Mekadesher with Zika's Yavamin is no longer effective. But the Rabbanan hold Ein Zika. There is no significant Zika bond. Therefore, just as if he had told her before Chalitza that he was Mekadesher with Zika's Yavamin, it would be effective, even though mentioning Zika is irrelevant, so too after Chalitza, it's effective. It's as if he was saying he was Mekadesher with a Mimer. So the flamboyant Yavam who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince when he returned to be Mekadesh his Chalutza was Zika's Yavamin, which he had purchased with the money she gave him to fulfill the Tanai in the Chalitza. Which reminds us, Ravashi provides a fourth explanation of the Machlokas, saying, B'yesh Tanai b'Chalitza k'mulifigei. They disagree whether one can make a Tanai regarding Chalitza. Rashi brings the example of one who said he did the Chalitza on condition that the Yavam would give him 200 zuz later. According to Rebbe, ain't Tanai l'Chalitza. One cannot make a Tanai with a Chalitza, and if she does not give him the money, the Chalitza is still effective and is paka the Zika. Therefore, if he's Mekadosh with the Zika of Yavamim, the condition is not effective. The Rabbanan hold Yesh Tanai l'Chalitza. One can make a Tanai with a Chalitza, and if she does not give him the money, the Chalitza does not work, and there's still a Zika. Therefore, he can be Mekadosh with the Zika of Yavamim. So, the flamboyant Yavam who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince when he returned to be Mekadosh Chalutza was Zika's Yavamin, which he had purchased with the money she gave him to fulfill the Tanai in the Chalitza, wondered if he should have just done Yibum instead, which can even be done without any Kavana. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the sixth parak states, Habal Yabim to one who has relations with his Yavama, Bemba Shogeg, Bemba Mezi, Bemba Onis, Bemba Ratzon Alfil, Hu Shogeg, Vihi Mezida, and so on, Kanav Alachilot Ben Bilu Abia, he has acquired the Yavama as his wife, and the Torah does not distinguish between one form of intimacy and another form of intimacy, and the law is the same for one who has relations with any of the rites of the Torah, or those disqualified from marriage, such as an almana, to a Kohen Gadol. Daf Nindal, so the simmer Daf Nindal is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef. So here goes. The dozing pasta chef, Yavam, who was able to remember that the box of noodles, pasta chef, that must be run off Nindalit. The dozing pasta chef, Yavam, who was able to remember that the box of noodles was in the cupboard, which reminds us, Rabbi Yudah said, Yashin lo kanav Yavimto, if the Yavam had relations while he was sleeping, he is not known as Yavam, as his wife. For the pasuk states, Yavama Yavo Aleha, her Yavam shall come upon her, which implies that the mechavan lo shem bia, until he is kavana for the sake of having relations with her. The Gemara clarifies that if he were dozing, he is kon his yavama. Rav Ashi defines dozing as he's asleep, but not fully asleep. He's awake, but not fully awake. So that the people call him, he responds, but he's not awake enough that he could give a response that requires svora. But when reminded of something, he remembers. So the dozing passed the chef Yavam, who was able to remember that the box of noodles was in the cupboard, and answer affirmatively that the sources of Ahara in the Torah is based on the Hekesh of the Arayos to Anida, was totally incapable of explaining that Nida in the Pasuk of Eshazach teaches that an Eshazach is an Issacharis during the lifetime of the husband, which reminds us that Nida mentioned the Pasuk of Eshazach teaches that an Eshazach is an Issacharis during a husband's lifetime after divorce, just as Anida is permitted at a later time, yet is subject to Karis at the time of Isser. So to a brother's wife, even though she's permitted at a later time, if her husband dies childless, she is nevertheless subject to an Issacharis during a husband's lifetime. Daf Nun Hei. So the Simfer Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The group of wives of one's paternal and maternal brothers who worked at the speed limit sign factory, speed limit sign, that must be run Daf Nun Hei. The group of wives of one's paternal and maternal brothers who worked at the speed limit sign factory, which reminds of the source of the Isra of Eshazach applies to both the paternal and maternal brothers, is the pasuk of Ervas Eshazachicha lo segaleh, the erva of your brother's wife you shall not uncover, which ends with the words Ervas Achichahi. She is the erva of your brother to teach that one's brother's wife is forbidden whether her husband is a paternal or maternal brother. So, the group of wives of one's paternal and maternal brothers, who worked at the speed limit sign factory, were commissioned to make a slow down, a choso is in a sakara sign, which reminds us. The Gemara said, since the Torah learns from one pasuk that all arayas receive karas, why is there a mention of karas by the prohibition of having relations with one's sister? And answers that it's needed for what Rabbi Yochanan said. That if one committed all the erva transgressions during one lapse of awareness, he's chayv to bring a chatas for each transgression. So, the group of wives of one's paternal and maternal brothers, who worked at the speed limit sign factory, were commissioned to make a slow down, achoso is in a sakara sign, after they had to throw the warning against bodily contact sign for a sota into the garbage, because they were told it wasn't effective. Which reminds us, Rava said that the pasuk mentioned Shiv Chazer by Sota to exclude Shekinu L'Derech Evarim, where one warned his wife against bodily contact with another man. Rashi says this refers to pressing oneself against a woman. This type of warning would not make her a Sota. The Braisa need to teach us, for one might have thought, B'kbeidat the Baal, Tal Rachmana, that the Torah made the matter dependent on the husband's objection. And in this case, the husband objects to bodily contact. Therefore, the Torah teaches that a sota warning is only valid if it deals with adulterous behavior, which is at least the beginning of having relations. Daf Nun Vav, so the Siman Daf Nun Vav is a Shushan Shul going, nu-nu. So here goes. The Shushan Shul going, nu-nu, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Vav. The Shushur and Shul going, nu-nu, who prevented the Yavama, who was acquired with an inferior Yibum, from eating Truma, which reminds us, we have a Malkokos Rav and Shmuel regarding to what extent does a Yavam acquire a Yavama with an inferior Yibum. They disagree whether she fell to Yibum from Erison. Rav says she may eat Truma, the Ha Rabbi Rachmana, B'Yashogeg Kameis, because the Torah has included relations B'Shogeg with the Yavama as an effective form of Yibum, like Kameis. Therefore, she becomes his full wife. But Shmuel says that when the Torah included the inferior form of Shogeg, it was only to establish the Yavam in the place of the deceased brother, since, as an Arusa, she was not permitted to eat Truma with her first husband, she is still not permitted based on the inferior form of Yibum. The Gemara brings an alternative version of the Machlokes. So, the Shushur and Shul going, nu-nu, who prevented the Yavama who was acquired with an inferior Yibum from eating Truma, was distracted by the Kohen receiving Malkus for having relations with his wife, who was violated, which reminds us, Rav has said, Eishes Kohen Shenansa Baal Aloka Olam Mishum Zona. If the wife of a Kohen was violated, her husband is Chayv Malkus if he then had relations with her because of the prohibition against the Kohen having relations with the Zona. So the Shushur and Shul going, nu-nu, who prevented the Yavama, who was acquired with an inferior Yibum, from eating Truma, was distracted by the Kohen receiving Malkus for having relations with his wife, who was violated. So he missed his opportunity to prevent the Alman who was engaged to a Kohen Gadol from eating Truma. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, in a case of an Alman to a Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha and Chuzah to Kohen Hedyot, mina Erison lo yochu b'truma. From the time of Erison onwards, these wives may not eat Truma. Rashi explains that if she's a daughter of a Kohen, she becomes disqualified to eat Truma in her father's house from the time he's Mekadosher. But Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon are Makshirin. They say that they're eligible to eat Truma. Rashi explains that she only becomes disqualified to eat Truma from the time she becomes a Chalala, which results when he has relations with her. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.